Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
All right, what is the trend, Jim? Because I know, but I have a zillion questions because I don't know the answer. You just said, dude, this is a thing. And I'm like, okay. That's 8-3 or 7-3, depending on where you're listening.
Yeah. Look at the picture on my monitor, fat boy. You see some shears, some clippers, and a little brush on a man's naked butt.
Yeah, I don't recommend them.
Is this that show you was watching the other day?
This is an article from Vice.com. The title of it is by Andre Aram. The title of it is The Rise of the Nudist Barbershop.
Like the
Who's naked?
Yeah, that's the question.
And plus, God, man, I mean, are you still wearing the cape?
I don't know. I have a lot of questions about this. I know it's popular in Brazil. This article came from Vice Belgium, so it's popping up in various places all over the world now.
Well, they have to get waxed down there.
Okay, here's a picture. Everybody's naked.
All right.
This is a naked dude sitting in a chair, not wearing a cape, and standing beside him is a naked dude cutting his hair.
I paid $50.
Good God.
I'll look at the lady ones.
You can't see no junk.
Why am I bothering looking?
What?
I'll come over there.
There's a lot of hot female
barbers. Next time engineers say, hey, is there anything you guys need? Yeah, we still need that share button.
Yeah, we need to be able to share our screens with each other.
Screen. Oh, good God.
See? No, it's just a regular barbershop, except the barber and the client are both completely nude.
Okay.
Yeah, but like, dude.
Let's work that out locally.
Oh, this one you can see a junk, fat boy.
The barber's going to end up getting somebody else's hair on him.
Well, his hair's the only thing cutting that picture.
He's not looking at it.
No. Well, he is. Look at where his eyes are. Beep.
Oh, it looked like he would.
You could draw a line right there.
Why did he trim him while he trims him? Because he's not licensed.
He's not a moil.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you meant like his hair.
I don't know if that's offensive now or what. But
I know. I'm lost off the other thing.
No, the moil's the guy who does the circumcision.
Can I still say Aphrodite?
No. I think so.
Okay.
Talking about now, the movie? Yeah.
Like, at some point, people have this idea to take any type of business and make it naked.
Oh, yeah?
Like, we've had the naked baristas, where you get coffee served by naked baristas.
The
now
naked,
it's naked barbers.
The naked cleaning service.
Yeah, naked cleaning services, yep.
Can we get cosmetologists to do this? Because there's one in town that's all glass, and there's the hottest women in there all the time. If you could ride by there and see them naked, that'd be pretty cool.
You wouldn't ride by. You'd park out front all day.
Oh, my God.
Like, are they Russian astronauts?
No, I'll write down where it is. I'm like, man, every woman that's been in here is hot. Yeah, this is a good idea.
Cosmonaut.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cool. I always get it, first right. off.
Oh, you just don't laugh at
I
a
just
courtesy.
I got to decide if I want to put it over or not.
Well, oh, we don't just trust our gut when laughing.
Mm-hmm.
We got to decide if we want to put it over.
Damn it, when I laugh, if it's a good laugh, I start shaking and it's hard to stop. So that's why I try not to do it
so
much.
I mean, if you walk in somewhere, do you have to be naked too? because it would be awkward if you're just in
the pictures I'm seeing. Everybody's naked. Yeah, you're naked in the chair, and the barber's naked with it on your elbow. Because you know it's going to wind up on your elbow while they're cutting your hair.
The elbow's the worst.
Right? That's where, anytime, that's why I like my barber to wear britches, because his junk's going to wind up touching my arm.
I wouldn't like that.
And if if he's naked, it's going to be just laid up on my arm.
Especially when they're massaging your head, that would be awkward.
There's no way you could do this here. With all the regulations and the cleanliness regs you got in salons, you couldn't do this.
Well, it's popping up everywhere, so it'll get here eventually.
Let me see the chair when they get up. That's what I want to check.
Right? Like, is there... Is
y'all got one of the paper things, like on a doctor's table?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to have, like, the smock thing over you, because you don't want the chemicals on your back.
This guy wasn't wearing a smock in the chair. He's naked in the chair. Everybody's naked.
There's hair everywhere.
I would hate that.
Yeah, I mean, you're sweeping up all the hair. You're like, is this some of mine?
But it would be nice at the end when they do the reverse vacuum and blow all the hair off. They get it all off. Think about it. There's none left, because you're naked. And a naked dude's blowing you with a vacuum cleaner.
What if he does it? He just blows you with his mouth.
What if this was the thing when we were growing up? I don't know. Could you imagine just going in there with our grandmas when they're getting their perms and they're all sitting there butt naked?
There's an upcharge for that, man. Though oddly, that don't cost as much as the haircut itself. The haircut costs twice as much as that.
Yeah, it's like an oil change.
Yeah. Why does the haircut cost twice as much as that? That is weird.
That's the truth.
Do you have to tip them too? Because that's really annoying.
Like, dude, quit hooking your little gimmick up to my battery telling me it's half dead. You got kind of tricks at the old place.
Well, I need an air filter, huh? Thank you for letting me know I need an air filter.
Oh, you're the only place that has that particular type of in-cabin air filter? Yeah. Well, I'm in the lucky for me.
Easier waxing, I guess.
We'll only charge you $50 for it.
Are these at places that are like nudist colonies?
No, they're just barbershops. Mainly in Brazil so far.
So you would go in.
Also some in Europe now.
You would disrobe at the door.
You'd go in, get undressed, and get your naked haircut from a naked barber. The barber was wearing a ball cap, though. He didn't have a cap on.
Okay.
What about, certain types of barber shops? It'd be, a lot going on in there.
It's true.
If you want to get lined up,
Oh, yeah.
You're going to see a lot.
What, Batman? You're in deep thought. I can tell you.
No. I'm just... I don't understand.
I'm not sitting in the chair where somebody else sat naked.
You wouldn't go hang out with Gay Timmy and y'all both naked while he cuts your hair?
No.
Why? I would.
Like, okay, let me think about it. If it was, this is not meant as a sexist thing, but if it's like, it's like a hot topless woman cutting your hair or whatever, okay, there you've that's got kind of a gimmick on it. But then when this is a dude naked that's cutting your hair while you're naked.
He's hot.
It's better. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying like this, why is that perversion when I think of it that way?
Because you can't dissociate sex and nudity. Like if there's nudity, you associate it with sex. That's a cultural thing here, more so than a lot of other parts of the world. We so strongly tie nudity and sex together. You can't have naked without sex in our minds here. Anytime there's naked, there must be sex as well.
Can't look at statues without having feelings.
Yeah, like we've sexualized all nudity, and not all nudity is necessarily sexual.
It's beautiful.
But it feels like it's
not
like,
true.
Like it instinctually happens.
What do you mean, instinctually?
It seems like
you see a naked person and then you quickly say yes or no if you'd have sex with them.
It's like you go to that procreation / sexual type of thinking.
That's just natural DNA thinking,
I've always thought topless barbershops would be a thing at some point, like just joking around.
Like there you go.
I don't understand how people go to nudist colonies. And before you say, well, they're all ugly. They may have some pretty decent looking people sometimes, maybe. How you don't walk around, enthralled?
Yeah.
When you see nudity all about,
because it isn't all. Now some nudity will be sexual, but not all nudity is. Especially when it's somebody like, I don't know, playing putt at the nudist colony.
When
Grandpa bends over to get his ball out of the cup, that ain't sexual nudity.
What about his golf ball though?
That too.
But isn't it kind of if I was free to do that and I wasn't so subconscious about my body or people looking at oddities on my body, I would have a good time if I didn't care.
And the reason you feel that way is because nudity has always been sexualized.
What if
your whole life?
What if it's not sexualized, but you know, you squeeze past somebody to get through a door, and you're like, oh Lord, we just touched skin on skin. I wasn't thinking sexually, but now that we're both naked and I touched you.
I believe that's called docking.
It's probably going to get that way.
Right, because it's not just what's in your head. It's also the touch, you know.
No, I went to that urologist that time. I did not get excited when he was touching my stuff.
But if it had been a hot woman, you might.
Not in that setting.
No?
Uh-uh. Not in that setting.
But I can't speak to it because I didn't go through it, but I feel like I would.
Yeah.
I'm going to stare at you, too. Man or woman, if we're all sitting here naked, I'm probably just going to look at you the whole time.
In the eyes?
Of course.
Yeah.
Like, I will be staring everywhere.
But yeah,
it's a distraction.
It is. They have one of these in Vegas. It's probably Henderson County, text. It's probably like a whorehouse barbershop.
Well, it might just be a naked barbershop.
Or a naked barbershop,
It could just be a naked barbershop. Because that's two specialized sets of skills to be a prostitute and a barber. How many are both?
I don't know, but I can say I've had sex in a barber's chair.
Oh, that's nice. You used to have a barber chair.
I did. You used to have a barber chair. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that'd be hard to do, right? Seems kind of narrow.
Depends on who the barber is.
Ah, yes. Yes. Plus, you can sit there and pump it.
Yeah.
And also the chair.
The chair as well. It's got a pump on hydraulic features.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You can come back now. I promise it's fine. No.
Just ignore the side of my face. It's green.
How'd your own fart do that to you?
Here's the thing. I don't know that I haven't looked at the text. I've been on the other side of the room.
I feel like he's Russian. I'm Ukraine, and I owe him a couple now. I can't fight fire with fire. Somebody help me.
Well, here's $300 billion.
I need $300 billion
farts. I don't know why everybody assumes it was me.
You need to put on some green fatigues if you're going to ask for that kind of money.
I mean, what happened to he who smelt it, dealt it? I ain't smelt nothing.
What if you denied it, you supplied it? I was taught.
You denying it? Did you do it, February?
All the text messages.
There's no way I did it.
You denied it.
Be honest. Because, again, I don't have it all open. Did anyone notice that, or was that just us? Because I don't know if it picked up on the microphones. We're one of the maybe few radio shows, I should say, that actually acknowledges farts. And it really started when... that was your arm.
That was Melbo.
Paige farted during a interview one time, wasn't it?
I don't believe so.
I think it was a former news lady at a separate station who just rattled them off left and right.
Well, that too. There was one that Paige apparently still wants to deny from an interview we had years ago.
Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan interview, that's right.
You farted.
Yeah.
No.
What was that? What do y'all know farted on the...
He even said it.
He acknowledged it on the phone.
No, I can smell that through the phone. What do y'all know farted?
And I was talking at the time, so you clearly couldn't have been me.
Yeah, it was me.
Clearly couldn't have been you.
Think about it. Next time you have to fart, start talking, and neither one will happen.
Well, Mattman stopped talking, and there was a pause when that noise happened.
Because I was trying to figure out which social media I was going to promote.
Good Lord, all the years, I need to pay you back and have an atomic fart in here and just... You know.
Well, you better go to a firehouse and load up on some chili and come back.
Do we have to wait to the top of the hour to go back and listen?
Firehouse, Waffle House, and Wendy's.
Luckily, with today's technology, I got it right here.
Yeah, well, I've already shared it from...
See, Matt stopped. He paused.
We don't leave, man. We ain't
going to
make
happened?
It. You know what happened.
What happened?
He probably thought that there was like a whole bunch of like rats in a lottery tumbler.
Like, can you isolate it to just that? And I want to somehow lobotomize myself right now and forget that I know what this is and see if this was the old radio game, The Secret Sound, if I would figure out what this was. Like, could we play it tomorrow and do a Secret Sound game and hopefully people maybe won't be in the car? All right, let me get
to the point and then I can pause.
Okay. Well, I've already shared it from... Okay, here we go. This didn't happen. Here we go.
What the hell was that?
We missed part of it there.
Yeah, hang on.
I'm going to try again. Yeah. You should have saved the raw file on your PC locally.
Sometimes you act like I can't pull it up and both cool, but sometimes you'll ask me to do stuff like on a whim that I can't do and it pisses me off.
Yeah, well, I've already shared it from...
I think I can get it right here.
Though. Now, wait a minute. What pisses you off? Me or nine?
Yeah, because sometimes you'll ask a lot of questions about like stuff I don't know. Like if I present to you a story, like, well, did he say this? Or, like the bar in Chicago?
Yeah.
Like, did he promote it? Like, I don't know, dude. I'm just giving you what I got.
Now you sound like Paige when I ask, like, what kind of gun the person was using in a news story she's telling about. She's like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, I ask the same questions when I watch the news, but I'm in a room by myself with a TV.
You should call the TV station and ask them a million questions and see if they
answer. I'll text her. No. I hate talking on
hey,
the phone.
Hey, sir, I want to know.
Rico says they could hear it.
Oh, well, what did you think that was? Thunder? God. What? That sounds like Fatboy's out on a Brutally Honest Music Review.
I think you're right. I think it's coming up a cloud.
Yeah, well, I've already shared it from...
Something rattling in the background.
God. You sound like if you could put...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Something no, I don't want to ask you for too much. But if you could make that sound like it was underwater, I would think that was like the sounds a whale makes underwater. It was like...
I feel like your boxers are like a waterbed.
Like if that happened in a bathtub, yeah.
It started off with a little bit of energy and just fainted away like the end of an Alabama concert show.
He's wearing pants today, though. I noticed he started wearing pants when I started staring at his knee every day. But I feel like
that's just coincidence. I'm trying to bother me.
Does it go all the way down your leg and in your compression socks?
You gotta shake it out.
My leg ain't swollen. It's just an air bubble.
It's like melted cheese.
Lord, Paige.
Wait a minute. I think she's right. Play it again. Please.
Yes. Sounds like fondue?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I've already shared it from...
That sounds like La Brea Tar Pits.
No, it's like French onion soup when the cheese is on top and you hit it with the spoon and it...
It's going to fall.
That shouldn't make me hungry, but it is now.
Let me do it one more again.
We're live now. Yeah, well, I've already shared it from... Oh, my God. Trying to get an engine to turn over. My, it won't crank.
Well,
don't make me laugh. It'll happen again.
Nine and Matt have different chairs than me and Paige. So yeah. The kind of chair Nine's sitting in is like extra on the reverb.
Oh, because it's like that leather or faux. It's like synthetic leather to me. It's synthetic leather.
What was that?
That was me rubbing my chair to see what kind of material it is.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a vinyl or some synthetic leather.
It's going to have a hole in the middle.
He's got burn marks on it.
Like a motorcycle that took off on it. Keep falling out.
You sound like a woman with no teeth licking her lips.
I said burn marks, not skid marks.
Like the toothless dog I saw the other day at the trailer.
Oh, really? Somebody detoothed it?
Yeah.
Didn't we talk about it on the show?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, when it's talking about the horns.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were asking the lady about her dog.
Yeah.
Well, she said, it's supposed to be on the back parts.
I said, your dog smells like an ashtray.
If any rappers are out there, make a song out of that.
I got to get over that because I won't get all 5-star Uber reviews doing that in the car.
Oh, yeah, you can't fart on the delivery, man.
Yeah, well, I've already shared it from... It sounds like an old Indian motorcycle, like the brand.
The brand, yes. Yeah.
You know what I meant.
It sounds like somebody trying to drive a motorcycle out of a lake.
It did. It's like his Aquaman driving his motorcycle around. Hey, brothers, Jesse James Dupree giving away a motorcycle.
I think I've hit my limit before I get a door flying open again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, crap. That was real, though. It wasn't a sound effect.
I know. I wasn't doing over a promo, too. So
that's true.
Good.
We still have time to make that happen.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Here's a fun, well, maybe not fun, but here's a text that kind of caught me off guard. 72341. I'm just going to read it verbatim. We don't know this hoe is out with sugar daddies. She might just be in credit up to her eyelids. And that comes from P1 Bed Lobster.
Yeah.
Maybe. You got to make money to get credit, though. Credit's hard to get now.
Yeah. Don't you want to be up till your eyes in credit? No. I kind of do.
Well, see, I think they mean debt.
Yeah, that's what up I was going to say. Debt. If you're up to your eyes in credit, you have good credit.
But if you're up to your eyes in debt, you also have a good credit score.
You have to have good credit to get debt.
Yeah, you have to have debt to have good credit.
That system's got to be revamped.
We need to go back to the way it was in 1988.
Don't be calling for a reset now.
Man.
I mean, they're going to do it anyway, but still don't.
Yeah, I don't want to open that whole jug of worms. And it's a jug. It ain't a can, it's a jug.
Right. It's Jeremy Clements of Worms.
Hey, guy.
All right. She being Tanya. Tanya says that she knows that her cousin has a couple sugar daddies out there. She's getting all these pocketbooks, or excuse me, bags, shoes, jewelry, all this stuff. And she has told her she needs to stop. She's not. So now she wants to, quote, I'm looking at the original email, call her ass out on the radio.
Yep.
So that's what we're going to do. Let's bring her back on. Tanya?
Hi.
Okay, hey. Legally, I have to ask you this. Are you sure you want to do this? And you provided us with the phone number and all that?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay. And also, just, you know, please don't cuss. And if she does cuss or something, then we'll have to dump out, as you know, but we'll throw you on hold, just so you know, okay?
Okay.
This is live radio, so here we go. Truth and consequences. When she answers, it'll just be the two of you. And then once everything gets going, we'll let her know. Hey, by the way. We all heard this. All right. Here we go. Looking at a bewildered fat boy.
He does look messed up over it.
Hello? Hey,
girl. Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything is all right. It's no emergency, but I just wanted to call and you know, just talk to you about something serious that, you know, we've been talking about and stuff.
Why didn't you just call me on your cell phone? What's going on?
Oh, well, you know, I'm at work, and you know, the cell reception is kind of lousy in the building here, so that's the reason I called you on my work phone. So,
well, I'm not pregnant. I mean, I just haven't been working out like I used to. So, what's going on?
You know, it's not about that. And you look great. You don't look pregnant.
Okay.
So, you know, just this whole thing of like, what if some girl was coming along and taking advantage of Grandpa EJ and like taking his money and pretending to be in love with him and stringing him along. And
it's just like, I've already told you, you've already talked to me so many times about this. And it's just like, I'm not messing with that old doctor. I'm not, I don't know how many times I've got to tell you, honestly.
Well, you know, I'm just calling today straight up. I'm just calling you out today, you know, and to basically beg you to stop. You know, you just gotta stop this.
Why, like, why do you think that I'm doing this? Like, what on earth are you thinking of that makes you think that I would do that?
The jewelry and the clothes and the shoes. I mean, this isn't legitimate. It's like you don't make enough money to afford all of this. So where is this coming from? This isn't...
I do not have to answer you. I'm not compelled to answer you. Like, why do you feel like you can come in and ask me questions like this?
Well, you know, maybe not, but, you know, you are related to me. You're my family. And so when you're out there doing bad stuff, it really does reflect poorly on all of us. So, I mean, just stop messing around with these old men. You know, just because they have money, when they run out of money, you're going to leave them.
Listen, I don't need... I've told you so many times. I've told you so many times that I do not have sugar daddies. Like, are you hard of hearing, Tanya? Well, are you hard of hearing? Like,
I am.
Stop.
You know, tell me, where do you get this stuff?
I shoplift it, okay? I take it.
Shut up. We're on the radio. You need to shut up. Just hang up. And don't say anything else. Hang up.
Wake up yet? Dang farts. Dang darn it. I almost cussed so many different times.
We don't have either.
Ah, crap.
They're both gone.
Just blew up.
God bless it.
If it's that nice, you can't shoplift it, though, right? Or can you? I don't know. I'm asking. I'm not trying to be a smartass. I'm asking this is a genuine question.
I don't know, but I'm dadgummit. That was getting so good. Try to call Tanya back.
All right,
tell Tanya that we won't talk to JJ anymore.
Okay.
But I want to know. God, I'm so glad I didn't cuss. So I feel so good about myself then because I said fart instead of other stuff. Oh man, gosh, I want to get on like a blood pressure machine when we do these.
You think you need one of them?
I mean, like, just to watch the spike there when she said, all right, look, I shoplift. You don't believe that, though, Jimmy, nor did some people texting in right now.
Well, but she's talking about the shoes, and we know for a fact if you shoplift the shoes, you can only steal left ones. Apparently. Right? I don't know.
I don't know.
Straight voicemail, man.
Son of a... Come on now, Tanya. Look... We don't have to refer to what she was just saying, but you can't just get what you want and then just hang up like that.
Well, you could go to a busy shoe store and try on a pair probably and then take a hat off and let your hair down and then just walk out in them and nobody'd probably notice.
Leave your old shoes in the box?
Or take them with you.
People yeah, but like
walk out.
Big, you know, high-class pocketbooks and stuff you can't do that with.
And like the bracelets and stuff. How are you going to get access to the jewelry and
you
to,
ain't
to
walk
leave
out
with nice
a,
stuff?
With a Louis bag or nothing.
No.
Why do they put some on the news? They're selective about who they put on the news as far as, like, if you steal some makeup, that'd be all over the news. But, like, if somebody steals bags, you don't really see that. I don't know how they decide who gets on.
Walk out with it.
I guess a lot of the stores probably don't want to advertise the fact that they're that easy to steal from.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about
when I've seen nice jewelry. Like, it's kind of inaccessible to
and people,
steal.
And when they do something like that, they're fast. And they're out the door.
Oh, not me. I'd be like victory lapping. Hey, I got this shirt. And I'm already halfway out the door.
But why would you... Like, to me, that's way worse. I mean, it is. I think, she's using shoplifting as an excuse for the sugar daddies, but you think she's really just has sugar daddies?
I don't know. That don't make sense.
Or, what about this text? And I thought this, too. What if all that stuff's fake?
Well,
she's got bootleg Gucci and all this stuff.
It could just be from the flea market. And some people on the TLCMotors.com text line are saying maybe she has an OnlyFans, and she don't want to talk about that.
Oh, she could. She got a cooch purse, not coach.
Got a gucky.
Had a couch purse, and then it's made out of an old sofa.
Like, there's no way she's shoplifting. She could be hitting the same place as much to have all this stuff.
Sure she can.
That many times? Somebody would catch on, right?
Like, yeah, eventually if you're getting that many bracelets out of jewelry cases to put on and walk out with them on, there's going to be pictures and good quality surveillance, and they're going to figure out who you are eventually if you're doing this regularly.
Yeah.
So she is. She's definitely. It's God, yeah. Now I'm... I would not be a good criminal investigator because my theories are all over the place now, and I love that.
And somebody takes in, do you guys not see all these jewelry stores and handbag stores getting robbed all the time on TV? Those are like smash and grabs. And those make the news. So if she's around, like, locally smashing and grabbing jewelry stores, we would have heard about it.
Yeah.
It's usually like 30 people smashing and grabbing in the cases.
Plus, she's usually taking a bunch of stuff, not just one.
Yeah, exactly.
They're grabbing and running.
Why don't she join a loot ring? They don't stop you.
What is
they
that?
It's with these.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Smash and grabbers?
A loot ring.
Now, that would make sense. If she's doing other people, but just like one person smashing and grabbing is kind of fruitless.
She's got to be, you know, on some of that magic stick, if you know what I'm saying. That's how she's getting that money.
Like 50 Cent?
I don't think she's stealing. She's definitely with these old guys.
And somebody also said, we don't know much about shoplifting. No, we do not. Uh-huh. I tried it and got caught. Well, I stole a bunch of stuff before I got caught, but I got caught when I was 10. Never tried it again.
That was a candy bar.
With Baby Ruth, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not worth going to jail for, that's for sure.
I love, first, Tanya, if you are still listening, just call back if you'd like to. Damn it. That was so awesome. Like, that was such a, okay, I'm shoplifting, all right. But then it's like, wait a minute, you can't be shoplifting all that stuff. And then the OnlyFans thing. God.
Yeah. But she said it like she wasn't trying to blow her off. Like it was a real confession. You know, how you just say something to somebody to get them to
stop. Oh, by the way, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I'm committing a crime instead of being immoral.
You guys, I love this. You guys should turn this tape. No. You guys should turn this tape over to the police in case they're looking for it.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Shoplifters.
I also like the judgment. Oh, you guys don't know much about shoplifting, huh? You guys pay for stuff. You guys, you're paying
dummies
for stuff.
Like,
stupid.
I don't. Plus, I mean, I ain't got like a whole lot of pocket room to shove anything down my pants.
Oh man, I already got pockets full of a pocket knife and a giant phone and vape and keys and wallet and stuff. Wallet's that thing you put in your back pocket if you don't steal, so you can pay for stuff.
Right. Well, and plus, you know, I could just say, "Oh, that's my hip going off through the detector on the way out."
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do that. Not allowed to check you.
No.
Yeah, they can't tell you to take your pants off.
They don't care either. I mean, they literally don't care.
They don't.
That's how you know they don't know the rules, because if they say, let me check you, you could say, you about to get fired if you try to stop me. So,
oh, God, are you a sovereign citizen? Them people. I am not a resident of anywhere. I'm a traveling man.
Your laws don't apply to me. I'm sovereign.
We're going to go to court and video. Or the DMV. All right, we'll get to your phone calls, 1-800-774-0093. Educate us on shoplifting, if you would.
Let us know.
Give us some hacks.
Yeah, I sucked at it bad enough to get caught when I was 10.
Yeah, and I'm too scared to.
I wouldn't do it.
I mean, I really wouldn't do it either.
I want to hear the tricks.
Shoot, I've seen your steak knives somewhere else. You don't have snake knives. You don't eat those.
No.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Can we say the name?
Yeah.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right this morning.
I bet you. Did you know Eddie Rabbit was dead?
Since 98, yeah.
Damn it. Yeah. Well, it's because you just heard it.
They just heard that.
You mess with me. Listen to you. Well, warm our hearts. Fat Boys is very cold. What is going on? What happened? I know this. I know this has something to do with an accident.
Yeah,
of the automobile type.
The sadness to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, back in March, I was getting my family and I to move from northeast up where I'm from down to South Carolina. And on the way down, my wife and daughter were in another vehicle, and I had my other daughters in my vehicle. And unfortunately, on the drive down, my wife had passed away in a bad car accident. My daughter, she's okay now. She was severely injured at the time. But, yeah, just a really, really tough situation that we're going through still.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
I feel like the floor just fell out right now.
Yeah.
I had no idea that it was to that extent. A heartwarming tale about an accident. Because I tell them, Jordan, and I hope you know this from listening to the show, I like to also find out, as the listeners do, mm-hmm. a lot of these things. I don't like to know too much because, you know, it's I hurt for you right now.
I appreciate that. It's definitely a lot for us to deal with. And, you know, I think the biggest thing here is just kind of having to be a parent to, you know, my four daughters and being able to take care of not just, you know, my work at, you know, my career path, but also, you know, at home, being a good dad, getting the kids to practice, getting the kids to school. And then on top of it, you know, keeping the house clean and organized so that these kids can have, you know, just a normal life, even without mom around.
You have four total?
Yes. Mm. Yep. Yeah.
Bless you again.
Then that's four daughters, and you just moved here when all this happened, hundreds of miles away from, I imagine, the rest of your family and everybody you knew. And it's just, and then it just becomes it's just you, and you're grieving the loss and having to pick up and do everything.
Correct. How long is, you may have said, hey, I gotta be just very honest with you, Jordan. I made that joke about Eddie Rabbit. I did not know that. I swear. I am so sorry. You may have, I'm so sorry. I feel really bad right now. My foot in my mouth all the time with me just trying to, you know, try to,
It's totally okay. Yeah, it is definitely a crappy situation. And don't worry about it. You know, I believe that, you know, having some humor about, you know, things in life are very important.
That's what I always try to do, but it ends up biting me in the ass when it comes to serious situations.
It can.
9 times out of 10.
Leave me on.
If you said this earlier, how long ago was this? If you said, I apologize.
It's okay. It was back in March.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but my parents were really great. They came down, they helped, they supported us for a few months and, you know, kind of just gave us some normalcy. You know, had grandma and grandpa around and a couple other family members swung by, and it was really great to have them in the house while they were here. But, you know, time goes on and they had to move on, go back to their normal, you know, day-to-day life. And, you know, since then, the adjustment's just been really difficult for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, okay, I don't want to say anything else. I know you said it's okay, but damn it. Well, let me ask you this. Like, does your job work with you as far as, you know, allowing you? Because you mentioned all these practices, and, I mean, it's got to be very, very, very overwhelming.
Oh, it definitely is. And, you know, unfortunately, I don't work in like an office capacity. I'm a blue collar guy. You know, I'm out working with my hands every day, and, you know, I have to be there. I have to physically be on scene so I can take care of my job. And, you know, one of the hardest parts is just trying to be in two or three different places at once. And, you know, I'm fine with not sleeping at night and, you know, waking up plenty early to, you know, get ahead of things so my kids can have a normal life. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I will say is the overwhelming, you know, support from our community. You know, the girls have a couple of friends whose parents pick them up for practices and drop them off and stuff like that. And honestly, I think without that, I would be sinking already.
I gotta imagine so.
Yeah.
How old is your oldest?
She's about to be 16. She's 15 still.
Okay.
I was trying to figure that out.
Yeah,
she's definitely been taken over as, you know, the oldest sister and kind of stepping into that parenting role, but that's not what I want for her. I mean, you know, at 15 years old, she can't be growing up that fast.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, too. How old are the other girls, if you don't mind?
I got twin girls that are 12, and then my youngest is 9 now.
Okay. 15, 12-year-old twins and 9-year-old. Okay.
Man, you haven't... I mean, this is obvious to you and probably everyone. Like, you haven't had time to grieve, have you?
No. Damn. No. It's hard for me to admit at first.
Yeah.
But I know that that is part of the process, and I have just not had the time to just, like, get away from things and just be alone and kind of have those thoughts. But, yeah, it's definitely a difficult one.
Yeah, it is. This is like you're in a it's overwhelming to me to hear you talk about.
Oh me, I'm usually talking too much. I'm not saying much at all now.
We're all just kind of I'm just overwhelmed on all, for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand. Definitely. And I just wanted to be clear, like, I'm not really looking for any handouts. You know, I'm not just looking for sympathy or anything. I just really wanted some advice and maybe some guidance for how some people can manage this and, you know, find a way to make this work for myself.
There are other people who were in similar situations or have been, and yeah, they had to find a way to make it work.
Well, yeah, I mean,
there are people who've walked a mile in those shoes, unfortunately.
You know, and again, luckily your oldest will be driving soon or is driving or whatever and will be able to help with that. But at the same time, you don't want to rob her of her childhood because correct, she's having to go. But yeah, damn it, man.
Yeah.
Damn it, man. We got any aunts or uncles out there that we can, I mean, man.
Yeah, that's what makes it real hard about moving from up north down here is that you moved away from all the family and
yikes,
your support.
That's right. You're from the Northeast.
And the kids,
like,
they got to move down here and meet new people and make new friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Which, like I said, luckily the community has been really great and, you know, they found friends really quickly. And I think a lot of it, you know, the parents know about our situation and, you know, that's inevitable. Yeah. So they've been reaching out and definitely helping more.
Good people.
I appreciate
will be
good. That. Yeah.
I want to ask you one last question. Are y'all, I know you're fully, I mean, it's going to take you a long time to grieve. That's obvious. But are y'all grieving together, or is it just one of those things where we're just getting over it and not dealing with it?
Getting through it, not over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more of that. It's definitely just getting through it. I'm a guy, and, you know, I have all these girls to kind of, like, deal with their emotions and how... You know, there's a difference here, and it's a little bit difficult for me, even as their father, to get through to this portion of them because, you know, I was working so much, and my wife was always helping take care of the kids, and she was that emotional support for these, you know, wonderful, wonderful women in my life. And, you know, unfortunately, I haven't been that person for them, you know, to talk to them emotionally about things. And, you know, there's times that we try, but it's difficult for me as a dad to kind of talk to a 9-year-old, a couple of 12-year-olds, and then my, you know, almost 16-year-old now.
After I lost my husband and then my mom, I did go to grief counseling, and that kind of helped me prioritize some things and work through some feelings that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And you might want to seek that out if that would help you.
Yeah, and it's going to seem like another thing you absolutely don't have time for, but maybe you could find some.
I just want to call up and say this. Your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.